steps in with Kane and Setoguchi today. What did you see in the combination?
Not much. It's just practice, and it was a good hour of practice. A little bit easier today. We have more guys, so been practicing a small group last few days. So went over some system stuff, and but it was good practice.
Are you playing tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think so. They haven't posted up the roster yet. So.
Yeah, are you getting a bit antsy? Looking forward to that?
It's a training camp. We still got a lot of guys, and still got six more games, I think, five or six games. So, it's try to stay ready and, to be ready whenever you get a chance to play.
How tough are exhibition games, particularly early in the exhibition season, where there's a lot of players around and the lineups are not clear and you're trying to find your game? Can they tough for players?
No, but, the preseason, the main thing is, especially early in the preseason games, try to get your battle level up and try to get your timing, and it's been a while we played last time, so I think those are the main things. Try to keep the game simple and get that mindset in that try to play the way the coaches want us to play and go from there. You can't really overthink and you can't worry about who you play or who you play against. It's the focus has to be that what you can do out there to get yourself ready when the season starts.
How about who you play with? Is that important at all leading into the regular season or no?
No, usually the last couple of preseason games you kind of start seeing the combinations, what the coaches won. Every team is different. It's when I was in Calgary, the Lions were setting the stone in the first day in the camp, and that was the way Sutter was running things over there. I've been in the teams that you don't play a single game with the guys you start the regular season. So it's there's different ways to do. Obviously, we have a lot of guys, so management wants to see as many guys possible, and they want to give everybody a fair chance to make this team. And you probably lost a couple of games. You will like to play with the guys you're gonna start the season, but at the same time, it's this is still a time you try different combinations, and even in during the year, there's going to be times that lines are going to change, and it's that's the way it goes. You're going to have injuries, some things don't work out, and the bottom line here is you got to start winning games too. You got to whoever's playing well, they're going to play. So, and I know it's early in the preseason, but we definitely want to get a win tomorrow, and it's a lot more fun to win than lose games.
Do you feel like you're auditioning for the second line spot, or how do you approach that? What's your view?
No, I don't really think that way. I think it's probably more you guys like to make fantasy teams and lines. So as a player, you do your best every day and try to get better every day. And you play with whoever, and whenever you step on the ice, you try to do your best. And that's the way it goes, and that's the way it should go.
I didn't think winning mattered at all now, or does it?
Yeah, it does. Well, you wanna? Well, it's a lot more fun to win. You compete against the other teams, and it's every time you put the jersey on, you play for that logo in the front of it. So I think it would be foolish to say if we would be saying here that winning doesn't matter. I think that would be a biggest joke ever, because this is it is a preseason, but you want to win games. That's you want to win every time you step on the ice, even in inter-squad games over here. That's that should be something what every player should have that inside.
Is that because you want to make it a habit?
Well, it's got to be a habit. Winning is not easy. So it's better starting the preseason than the regular season. It's going to get harder.